You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Jersey has closed its doors for the day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, communications, cell phone companies have come into the public and investing consciousness today. What happened?
Yes, I mean, today, an announcement coming out from the Competition Authority saying that data prices will have to fall.
Well, of course, prices must fall. I mean, we've been ripped off for so long compared to other countries. And also we pay for something that is not as fast and is not as good and is not as reliable as other countries as well. So what was the reaction with MTN, Vodacom, etc.?
Yeah, look, both stocks have been running quite strong the last few weeks, but giving up some of those gains. MTN down 2.4%, so finishing at 102.25. But, I mean, bear in mind, spent a lot of time this year in sort of the 85 to 90 range. So it did run ahead of us, but certainly this news put pressure on it. I mean, Vodacom yesterday afternoon was trading 121, close to that 115.86, down 4.2%. Yeah, got the most of it. I mean, the one which I think everybody's trying to short with Telkom, and that one was hardly affected. That was down 30-odd cents, back to 83, 87. I think everyone's been calling it a screaming short since it was at 72, 73 area. So no relief for those punters at the moment from this ruling. A little frustrating, really, while, you know, the government tells you everything must fall, but they don't tell you the taxes or the petrol price or electricity price must fall. And that's fine to keep putting that up. But, I mean, Vodacom and MTN and Telkom are providing a service. What the ruling is really saying is you can't charge a higher price in South Africa than you do in other countries where you do business.
Yeah, but data charges are completely different, Greg. I mean, data charges are regulated and administered by the company themselves. When you come to what you've just talked about, electricity and oil prices, etc., that is sort of determined by extraneous factors, international factors. We are being ripped off in South Africa when it comes to data.
Yeah, it is a case. I mean, obviously I've got a contract or what have you, but whenever I've bought data for the kids, and I hardly even touched the phone, and 120, 200 rand's gone. You can't imagine where it's gone to. Just amazing. And you ring up these people at Vodacom, and they use quite complicated technology and terms that you're not really sure where you stand with them.
But if I'm overseas, Greg, and someone phones me up from South Africa, I have to put the phone down and say, listen, I can't do this. I'm going to call you on Skype or WhatsApp or something, because within 5 minutes, you spent 150 rand.
Yeah, I was actually in Miami, and I got a phone call from MTN. And they said, "Oh, Mr. Davies, your bill is unusually high." I said, "How much is it?" They said, 7,000 rand.
No, don't do rubbish.
I switched it on.
7,000?
I'd lost one of my buddies in the pub and switched it on and phoned him and said, "Where the heck are you?" And we met up at the pub and switched the phone off again. It's just astonishing. That was around 2012.
It's not that long ago. Greg, otherwise, what happened on the market today?
Yeah, a bit of a sell-off. It actually rallied towards the end. At one point, we were sort of 650-odd points down. We finished 442 points down, down 0.75% on the oil share, 59,100. A weaker rand. I suppose it looks like a rotation out of emerging markets back into developed markets, with that Dow, well, slightly up at the moment, but making all-time highs. So emerging markets less in favor, if you can put it that way.
If you go to sharenet.co.za and you scroll down, you see SA Business News. It says South Africa's Tongaat to restate prior results after accounting review. Hello? Why do they have to review things? I mean, it's like you saying to your customer, well, I actually bought these things for you, but a week later you're going to say, actually, I'm going to review what I did because it wasn't right. How can there be accounting review? If you're an accountant, you account, and you account for yourself. I don't understand these bean counters and these auditors. They seem to be messing us around a bit.
It's sort of a new thing. Back in the day, you know, the audit profession was held in huge regard. I mean, it was just unheard of that you could have to restate earnings which have been published and signed off by everybody involved.
So sack the people that have done it in the first place. I mean, if you can't stand by your original statement and you have to restate it, then I'm sorry, you should be out of the business. I'm sorry, go and get another job, go and design cathedrals or compose music or something, but you're not a good accountant. Am I being stupid?
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And I mean, that's sometimes a difficulty with which people are invested in the South African market. When something like this happens, it sort of burns into the consciousness and people are saying, but what am I doing investing here in South Africa when a theoretically blue chip sort of company can just decide to restate its earnings and tell us whatever it told us before is incorrect. When before you invest in a company, you have to presume that the directors of the company aren't going to lie to you, which is highly unusual type of thing to happen. But Tonga, you're really in trouble here. The share price down 3.4%, 22.70 rand, but it's fallen a long way in the last 12 months.
PSG, tell me about that company.
Yeah, much awaited results. And I think overall the share price has been lagging, because you're really just a proxy for Capitec at this point, because Capitec share price has been so strong. They put out numbers at about 1:30 this afternoon. The share price falling back 1.4%. You know, it looks like a slight miss on the earnings. Dividend up 10% to 4.56, but nothing spectacular. They're saying some of the parts value of 329 rand a share. The share is trading at 265. So again, and I think I was discussing with Anthony Clark on Twitter the other day, a lot of these companies are trading at big discounts to the parts. It is no longer a case where the discounts are, you know, 5 or 7 or 8%.
PSG, what's the next one on the sharenet.co.za SA Business News Service? It says here, South Africa's Life Healthcare warns on earnings after disposal. Life Healthcare, Greg, we spoke about it yesterday. It was in the top five, I think, to the upside. What happened today?
Gave all that back down 6% on that trading statement, which came out 11 o'clock today. I'm looking at an intraday chart, and it's at 11 o'clock. It's just as if someone jumped off a cliff there. It finished down 6.2% back at 26 rand. So a difficult operating space in the healthcare side. I think the big thing is Discovery have got so powerful there. And I think they're starting to sort of dictate the prices and putting pressure on the hospital's margins.
If everyone was like you, Greg, and went into hospital every sort of couple of weeks or something, then obviously these companies' share prices would be boosted. But some people are quite normal, and when they get a cold or whatever you had a couple of weeks ago, they would just take a couple of aspirins and go to bed for a day.
I actually had pneumonia and ended up in hospital, or whatever, you know. And apparently, you know, the antibiotics which they give you, which you could have at home, about 10 or 15% of that gets to your lungs where it's needed. But if you're on a drip, I am a drip, but when you're on a drip at the hospital, the much more of the antibiotics get to you. But you're right. I think there's been a tendency for people to, you know, abuse these medical aids a little bit, you know, unnecessary x-rays and MRIs and these really expensive things. But yeah, I do have, I would say I have 40 doctors on speed dial in my phone.
Greg, 40 traders, 40 doctors. Let's have a look at the markets if we can, Greg. I'm going to go first tonight. I'm going to have a look at the rand, dollar rand, 1441, Greg. Dollar rand, 1441. British pound against the rand, 1867. Euro rand, 1614. Euro dollar, 111.95. That dollar getting stronger, that euro getting weaker. Let's have a look at the gold price. It's actually had a decent day. It's up $4 at 1276 and a bit. The platinum price is 880, let's call it 888, three fat ladies, which is down $1 on the day, and the palladium price is 1398, and the Brent crude oil price 74.60, which is barely changed on the day. Greg, over to you for the international markets, the Dow Jones, etc., please.
Yeah, at the moment the Dow, you know, it's done a lot of work on the upside yesterday, down about 8 points. See, the FTSE was down 54 points today, 7468. On that one, and then the let's have a look at the Nasdaq. That's up about 12 points. S&P just slightly better, up about 1.2935.
Greg, I've just spoken to a person by the name of Amy Jones, who works for a well-known bookmaker called Paddy Power. PaddyPower.com. It's a listed entity, and it's a fantastic, fantastic business. And she was flying from Heathrow Airport. She was just about to get on an airplane from Heathrow Airport to Dublin. Okay, but she had in her hand a ticket to Manchester United versus Manchester City tonight, and she's a fanatical Manchester United fan. And I asked her how she felt, and you can go to strictlybusinesspodcast.com and you'll hear it on Two Peas in a Podcast, which is one of the channels there. But can you imagine having a ticker and actually flying away from the ground? It's extraordinary.
Yeah. The worst sort of nightmare. That's the type of thing that would wake me up sweating in the middle of the night. Exactly. To think I had the hottest ticket in football. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's interested in football around the world, you know, even from the Spanish leagues, Italian leagues, all watching it because it's such a fascinating story. That's something we love about sports is there's obviously the battle on the field.
Yes, but the battle off the field is amazing. And this is where you come in now. You've been a Manchester United supporter all your life, despite the fact that for some reason you've never been to Old Trafford and watched them. But that's an aside. The fact is that it's Manchester United, Manchester City tonight, and you don't like Manchester City, but you hate Liverpool because of the Sir Alex Ferguson engendered legacy of hatred towards Liverpool. So who do you support tonight as a Manchester United fan? Please tell me, because this is a defining moment.
No, definitely. City have to win.
Oh, there we go.
They have
the
to.
Noisy neighbours.
I'm in the camp of anyone but Liverpool is my motto. I just can't bear the thought because Liverpool supporters in general are quite sort of a boisterous bunch.
They're so
and if they win rubbish. This, we'll never hear the end of it. We'll never hear the end of it.
And there's, of course, the match itself. I mean, Manchester United coming off the back of a 4-0 defeat to Everton, or Neverton as you called it, when we spoke over the weekend. But Dave, surely, even Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, that little Scandinavian troll, a gnome, I can't... If I was Paul Pogba sitting in the dressing room and he came up to me and said, listen, you've got to do something about your performance, I'd laugh at him because he's such a nice little chap. But do you think they'll galvanise themselves after that defeat to beat Manchester City tonight and to have a good showing?
Yes, I suppose the thing, if you're a purist and you're a neutral and it's tough to find a neutral at this point, what you really want is probably Liverpool to win it because you don't want this huge amounts of sovereign wealth money which has come into Man City, bought every possible player, got Pep Guardiola. In other words, buying the Premier League. You want someone to win it on merit, and that would be the passion of someone who's shouting in the office, yeah.
Oh,
you know, that Liverpool would win it without having to spend, I think that they probably spent the least of the top six.
Mm.
But that's going to be fascinating. I normally go to bed at 9 o'clock, but I'm going to make an exception tonight.
We will be WhatsApping each other later on. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.